This is Inner Work, a spiritual growth podcast, a sanctuary for healers, lightworkers, and spiritual practitioners here to raise consciousness on this planet. You've come to the right place to heal yourself and fully awaken your unique gifts so you can show up to serve others as powerfully and purposefully as possible. I am your host, Josephine Hartman, a certified intuitive healer and Akashic Records master teacher. I'm honored you're here and delighted to walk with you on your path for a little while. To connect with me and explore ways of working together, please head over to josephinehartman.com.
Hello, and welcome to the special episode of Inner Work. I've created this new series to give you more of an inside look into how the Akashic Records can work, how they can change your life when you learn how to masterfully and effectively apply them and activate their energy in your life. So to show you this, instead of just telling you about it, I've invited some special guests to be featured in this series. These are all graduates of my Akashic Records certification program. They are healers, coaches, therapists, or spiritual practitioners in some capacity who can speak firsthand about the experience of using the records to, first of all, heal themselves, and then to use the records in really transformative ways with their clients. My intention behind this series is to give you a clear glimpse of the expansive possibilities for working with the records, how they can be used so uniquely by each of us based on our individual soul's blueprint, and just how life-changing it is when we turn on the power and healing and divine guidance of the records. And we commit to making them not just another healing tool or another modality, but a way of life. So my guest for this interview is Jessie Quinby Hearns. She is a graduate of my Akashic Records certification program from 2023 and a business coach who helps high-ticket coaches go from being unseen and unknown online to enrolling new clients literally in days using an automated yet very heart-centered, non-pushy lead generation and client enrollment system. So through this unique system, Jessie supports her clients in creating a profitable business that is fully aligned with their values and energy. She offers a limited enrollment, small group, highly personalized coaching experience for each client in a program called High Ticket Sales Accelerator. So to explore Jessie's work and get a free mini training, which she is generously providing for us, you can go to her website, jessieqsalescoaching.com, and I will have that link in the show notes. So in this interview, you'll hear Jessie share in her own words what brought her to the Akashic Records in the first place, how the records have changed her life, and how she is using them now in her life and in her coaching practice. Enjoy. So Jessie, welcome to Inner Work. Thank you so much for being here for this conversation today.
Oh my gosh, I am so happy to be here, and it is so wonderful to be here with you, Josephine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
absolutely.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
So I figured we could go back in time a little bit even before you found the records or heard about the Akashic Records. What's the story of how that first happened? Whatever you want to share about that.
Yeah, I'm going to date myself here, but you know, I was I think even from the being a young child, I've been a spiritual seeker. I really just like some of the things that I learned and were taught to me as a child, I just thought this doesn't make a lot of sense to me, right? You know, I mean, I didn't necessarily come from a religious family. I did go to Catholic school as a kid. But, you know, I just kept feeling like this doesn't fit somehow, right? And so I was always seeking books or whatever I could read, and there was not a lot there at the time. But I just kept seeking, and it just was it's been a present journey throughout my life. And as time went on, of course, there were more books, and you know, I got into meditating and really trying to find whatever I could that made sense to me. You know, what are we doing here? What is this life supposed to be about? Is this path, you know, this defined path that I keep hearing is a good way to go? Is this really all that there is, right? And so I don't even remember when I first heard about the Akashic Records. It was a pretty long time ago, but I was like, that is amazing. That's kind of like this really cool concept. And, you know, I just, again, just kept reading and absorbing, and then life happens, right? You get married and you have kids and you get into a career, and I was still trying to absorb all this. And trying to find a connection, to what really made sense for me.
Yeah.
So it's been a journey, I think, as it is for everybody, right?
Yes, completely. Yes. And then, So you heard about the records, you read about the records, then kind of life took over in some senses. And then was there something that brought you back?
Yeah.
Further, a deeper exploration?
Yes. You know, I had always had still been reading and meditating and all that other stuff throughout my life. But, you know, I think you work however many years in a career and you're thinking, this is just not very fulfilling. And I was watching my parents age. My dad was getting older. He started to suffer with some dementia. And so I think as you just journey through life, you really start to think, okay, like I've always believed that my energy doesn't diminish when I leave this earth, right? Like my energy is still there. I've always believed in that. I've believed that it makes sense then to have maybe multiple lives, right? So I always felt like that made sense to me. And as I was watching my dad's health decline a little bit, I really started to listen to and absorb a lot about near-death experiences, you know, what happens after death, you know, life before life, all of these things. And it brought the Akashic Records right back into the picture. And so that's really where I started to just get online and do some searching, and I found you. Yeah. And you for me seemed like such a perfect fit because, you know, I'm a business person. I've been in the business world for most of my life. I'm an entrepreneur now and have been for a number of years. But, you know, you kind of have the same background. You came from academia and then you went into, your spiritual journey was so inspiring. And that, like, that contrast to some degree really resonated with me. And then, you know, I started watching some of your stuff and yeah, it just, you know, some people you're meant to have in your life. And I felt like that about you.
So. Yeah, that's incredible. And it is true that I feel anyone who steps into the program or works with me one-on-one, right, there's a soul level agreement there, which is certainly true here.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful experience because we both get to live out that agreement and learn whatever it is we're supposed to
learn. I totally agree. Yeah. And, you know, so that's what brought me to you and brought me back to the records and really taking you were my first, I've taken up, worked with other coaches, you know, but you were my first spiritual coach. And so for me, this kind of felt like a big leap because I had not ventured into this world before. I was a business person, right? And so for me to really step out there and learn how to go into the records. You know, I throughout my life had been like having these conversations with God, or, you know, trying to reach out and be like, hey, God, I'm looking for a sign. I need a billboard. I need a billboard because I'm not hearing what I think I'm trying to ask questions about, right? And I think ultimately, that's where I wanted to learn more specifically how to connect, communicate with whatever else is out there that could help guide me back to what I know, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, that makes so much sense. And do you feel in a lot of ways or some ways you were already tapping into intuitive gifts or intuition or? Yeah.
Yes, but I didn't realize that until I started working with you.
Yeah, then you were able to put it into context.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, that voice is always there. And as I was sitting there saying, God, I need a billboard, or, you know, source, I need a billboard. Right. I'd been hearing things all along. I just expected it, like, you know, I wanted something to come hit me against the head and really tell me. Right.
Yeah.
And that's not how it goes, I've learned.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
true.
And so I really didn't understand until having guidance what it was supposed to look like or feel like. So, like, the first thing I really think I learned in starting to work with you is like this discernment. Like, there's always like voices in our head, right? But what is higher guidance and what is just that voice that's kind of trying to distract me?
Yes, that's such a great point. Yes.
Yeah.
How are you telling the difference between those two voices now?
Well, so, you know, I do know my ego likes to talk to me and keep me safe.
Same here. Yeah.
I know. And you shared some just absolutely wonderful, loving ways to talk to our ego, to really embrace our ego, because it does such a good job for us. But like, it's always on the lookout for us, right? Always trying to keep us safe, always keeping us small, really, ultimately, because it doesn't want us to get hurt. So you shared with us some really great techniques, some great tools to befriend that, to kind of give it a break, you know? And that really, understanding that, helped me recognize the difference between my ego voice and the voice of higher guidance. And, you know, the voice of higher guidance, I realized, speak softly, but it, like, when you listen, it's always there. It's always there. And that was such an amazing thing to recognize. And in working with you, you know, I think one of the other things that I really wanted to learn was how to trust that voice, right? Trust is such a huge thing. Like, I can hear a voice, right? But, you know, do I bank on it? Do I not bank on it? And how do you develop a trust for that? And in working with you through the certification program, it became abundantly clear that I could absolutely trust it. And that was through, you know, here Jesse, business person, is doing readings, practice readings, which to me sounded absolutely crazy. But, you know, you ask us to do this, and it was absolutely stunning what happened.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't an absolute validation that I need to trust that voice, yeah, to me, it's still humbling and a bit mind-blowing how powerful that voice is and how it can guide us. It's just amazing.
Well, but, and it's so important that you made the conscious choice, right? To trust, to lean in, to surrender. Trust and surrender are the twin pillars.
Yes.
To Akashic Records work, and in a lot of ways, just to like being a human, right? And being able to navigate life with less resistance, less friction, less inner conflict, all of that. So that you made the choice to surrender to the records, to your own intuition, to where the journey was going to take you. All of that is a testament, you know, that you were ready for that.
It was so scary. And my that little voice in my head was like, oh, no, you can't, you can't do this.
Right. It's true.
Right.
Yes. And,
but it was, you know, that was my ego trying to keep me safe. And I, you know, and it just really, even to this day, I am grateful, humbled. I mean, I feel like I'm throwing out gratitude all day long to that voice that keeps coming into my head. And it's amazing how much it shows up for me all the time.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, it's ever present if we will just kind of let go of the resistance, let go of the wanting to be right, or I have to do it all myself, right? If we just lean into that voice.
And if you think about it, I mean, as I, again, journeyed through your program with you and really started to, like, the puzzle pieces of my questions about this whole spiritual journey and our energy that doesn't die when we die, you know, and how this, like, who are we really? And how does our soul exist? And what part is this human that I am now in this lifetime play into all of that? And you start to think, oh my gosh, I have lifetimes of wisdom and knowledge and guidance and, like, all of that that's available to me if I just will receive. And that has been probably one of the most profound things that I have walked away with, like stepping away from being scared about life and into this knowing that there's this huge wealth and abundance of guidance and knowledge and love that's got me.
Yeah. And that's, isn't that what makes it? It's like once you have the records turned on to this degree in your life, which is also having your inner guidance turned on, right? Because in some ways, it's the same.
I was going to say, it's one and the same.
Yeah. And then you're navigating life in a totally different way, and you're showing up for yourself and others in a totally different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like my perspective on life, this is what you've done for me, Josephine. But you, like, literally, you know, when it's very easy as a human being to get caught in the fear and resistance and, like, oh, I just, you know, I'm scared about things. Like when you have this broader perspective, it just really allows you to open up and recognize that the universe has you. It's got your back. And I can trust, like, I may not love everything that's happening during my day, but, like, the universe has me. And if I'm just open to receiving the guidance and trusting, like, I can release the fear and I can step forward so much more from love and empowerment in my life every single day, and gratitude, right? Gratitude every single day.
Yeah.
And, like, that, just that energy shift changes everything. It changes everything.
It's so true. And you're making decisions from a more conscious place. You're speaking from a more conscious, loving place instead of the unconscious, knee-jerk, like, automatic behaviors, habits, decision making, which again has so many ripple effects, because it's not just you, but it's like anyone who comes into contact.
Yeah. You can just let the things that used to bother you roll off of you a little bit better. It just doesn't affect you quite as much because your perspective on everything just has broadened so much. Like the whole, all the puzzle pieces make sense to me now. And, like, I feel like I've got the records always there to tap into. Ultimately, it kind of feels like the answers to everything are there if I just go and try and figure it out, right? Or ask.
Oh, yeah. Completely. And I like how you keep saying broadened, right? Because the records do give us this meta view of what is happening at the human level, human dimension. And so we can get that deeper understanding of, like, what is the spiritual reality behind what I'm perceiving with my human senses.
Yeah. And I feel like like, not only is there so much there, I kind of want to share two things. Yeah. You taught something else that was so valuable to me as somebody who had meditated most of my life. Meditating is just sitting there and being quiet, right? And trying to understand what you're receiving. But you taught us that we can have conversations. And I loved that. Like, oh, I think I'm hearing this, but this does not make sense to me. So like that it's okay for me to have a conversation back again to get clarity. Like, that's good, right? Have a conversation, right? And I think as the human side of me, it's like, well, who am I to have a conversation with this, like this universal wisdom? But that's what we can do, right? And it, like, I think as I say that, I kind of feel like there's like, you know, they're laughing up there saying, yeah, that's what we want you to do because we want you to learn and grow, right? You know? So I think we put these limitations on ourselves sometimes, like, oh, you know, who am I to be doing that? Who am I, right? Yet it's all available to all of us. And I think, you know, once you realize that it's our job to essentially just like open up our arms and receive what they want to bring to us. That wisdom, that knowledge, like, you know, I think so many of us as human beings are wired to do. And, you know, we're always in this action mode and we don't create the energetic space to receive. And that's another game changer just on, you know, the trust and, the ability to see life from such a different perspective than I think we're sometimes hardwired to, you know, keep acting on things all the time. Oh. And get to be a really big receiver. Like when you just shift your energy into a receiving mode, that also changes everything. Like in your business, in your personal relationships, like, I don't know, it just shifts everything into this, I don't know, I feel like it's a love mode. It's just this gratitude and love for the ability to receive so abundantly.
Yeah, it's huge. And mm-hmm. you can be in the flow.
Yes.
Of what the universe wants to bring you, where the universe most needs you to go next, right? And it just, yeah.
Yeah, it's like breadcrumbs. And you just, yeah, you just trust it's coming. And, you know, I don't need to worry about that anymore. I can just let it go and go where I feel like I'm called to go, where my heart feels like it's right to go.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah.
So can you share a little bit more about, if you can think back to this, but maybe the first few times opening the records?
Yes.
And then how did your relationship to the records grow and develop over time?
Yes. Yes. The first time I went into the records, you have a little meditation about going into the records for the first time. And so I closed my eyes. The goal simply was to find my book and like go pick up my book and hold it. And, you know, I closed my eyes, like, you know, and I saw myself in the records and I saw my book, and it honestly was really emotional for me. I mean, it was like tears honestly were streaming down my face. I totally did not expect this. But to see a book that represented all of my lifetimes and everything that was in there, like, it, I think this is kind of one of the first things that snapped my perspective into something totally different, because like it was, I don't know, humbling, awe-inspiring, so many things. Like, I didn't even open up the book. I just held it in my arms. It was like holding me, holding a baby, holding my soul, and understanding the journey that it had been on. And I was just this little piece of all of that, but yet all of that was there for me. And it was really so deeply moving, emotional in such a loving way. It was incredible. And I don't feel like I was there that long, but deeply, deeply, deeply touching. Like, I just felt so much profound love and total acceptance for who I am as this little human being in this lifetime.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And that's such a real embodied firsthand experience, right? Because when you have an experience like that, even if it's 5 minutes of tapping into the records, into this vast field of consciousness, that already there, it's like you have the evidence for the rest of your life that it's real, right? The records are real. This experience is real. You can connect. So then from there, it's like about honing that skill.
Yeah. I was totally taken aback that I had such an emotional reaction to this, you know, literally tears running down my face. So yeah, that was quite something. And from there, you know, I think the experience going into the records, it's kind of like your days. Some days it's easier, some days it's harder. You know, some days I know I've played around a lot with how do I best record this? Do I actually sit at my computer? Do I type while I'm in there receiving what I'm getting? Do I try and record it on my phone? You know, I tried to play around with that sort of stuff to try and see what worked well for me. But honestly, I think doing readings with other people was really the thing that I still do readings for me. I've done readings for people outside of the group that, you know, the certification class. But that was such a profound thing because there was almost immediate feedback that what I was receiving, my experience in the records, they could validate that it was meaningful for them. And that was really exciting and built that trust. And yeah, it just was a huge foundation for a continued, like, life-changing journey for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that you're saying that because, yes. You know, so often we go into, as students, we go into trainings, we go into certifications, and it's like, well, how do I build the confidence to then be able to go out and do the practice reading or the session or whatever it is and apply the tools? But it's more like, well, you build the confidence as you do it.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to feel the fear and leap anyway.
Yes.
And see what the outcome is going to be. But there's so much, as you're saying, there's so much trust and confidence and validation that we can get from actually jumping in and then doing the readings, the practice readings, and seeing what happens.
Yeah. I mean, for me, again, as a business person, as I'm doing a reading, and if suddenly I'm seeing something that is from this person's high school days and the athletics that they performed, like, how am I supposed to know this, right? Like, so, and they're like, oh my gosh, how did you see that? Because that's what I did in high school, right? You know, I don't know, but you know, those sorts of things, when you see that, when you can tap into that, it is the thing that builds that trust. It builds the yes, I need to surrender into this and just go with it because I'm onto something. There's something here, right? And you can trust that guidance. So
yes, completely. We build that as we go.
Absolutely.
And then how would you say your relationship to the records has grown since then? So kind of like, where is it now?
Yeah. So I love this question because I think for me, it is now like a daily thing. I mean, I don't have, I don't really do, I run a business. So my business is not doing readings for people like many of the people in the group. But I am constantly kind of tapping into the records for my own personal guidance, for how I work with my clients now, like just trying to be sure that I'm giving them the best guidance. So for me, I feel like it's like I'm in and out of there all day long, to be quite honest with you, because that is the trust and the belief that I have in the guidance that I'm getting, the whole shift in my perspective on life and this wisdom that's available to me since working with you, like just over all these months, it has come to be that it's clear that wisdom and that guidance is there to take me in my highest and best direction, to live my highest purpose, to serve other people, right? So like when those things line up, and that's what I try to do with my clients too, right? You want to lift them up to live their highest purpose. So when all this lines up, it's that flow you were talking about. So for me, I feel like tapping in all the time, asking questions, sending gratitude, like all through the day, whenever I feel like I need it, I go there.
Yeah, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel having this tool? I know it's so much more than a tool, right? It's a way of life. But yes, having this divine tool there, accessible at any time, how do you feel it has changed the way that you're showing up for clients and the people you serve?
I mean, I cannot tell you how it's like 180 degrees shift, right? Wow. Just go from one direction to another direction on releasing the worry and the fear. Yeah. Like, am I doing this right? Am I okay? You know, all that self-talk, right? And stepping into the absolute trust that I'm being guided and I am serving people at my best and highest level in every single moment. And it comes from love, right? Like you were the prime example as a coach, leading us through this program of absolute unconditional love, Josephine. It was just such an accepting, beautiful experience with you. And like, that is, I believe, how we're supposed to be living our life, right? For everyone. And that I embody that because of this trust, because of the guidance, because of, I'm a heart-centered person to begin with, but it just infuses my day and how I interact with people now. That's where you lead from. And that energy changes everything.
Yes. That's key, that it is the energy, it is the frequency that you are able to sustain.
Yes.
Now and show up with, right? And that's that frequency.
And I think that's the word, the sustaining that, you know, I mean, you know, I think before in my life, you kind of have the emotional roller coaster sometimes. Right. Yeah. But now I really do live at a higher energetic frequency. Like I feel like it is ever present in my life. And again, not that I don't have a bad day every now and then, but you can kind of like move out of it much more quickly. You recognize it. It doesn't feel aligned, right? So it's easier to be able to get back outside and look around and get yourself back up to where you this new norm is.
Yes, that's such a great point. That the baseline shifts, you know.
Totally shifted.
Because as we talked about so much in the program, the records help us shed so much of that human density, yes, and the egoic triggers and attachments and all the stuff that kind of pulls that frequency down, and then it can just naturally stay at this higher vibration.
And it that is absolutely 1,000% the truth. That is my lived experience. Absolutely.
Oh, mine as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mine as well. And that we are tapping to the Akashic field of unconditional love, as you were just saying, which then helps us shift our relationship to ourselves first, yes, right? So relationship to self, where we can actually accept, love, honor ourselves unconditionally, no matter what is rising up internally, right, which is huge already.
Yep.
And then that we can also extend that unconditional love outward.
And that makes all the relationships with everyone in your life so much more special. I don't know, just deeper, like so much more meaningful.
Yes.
So much more meaningful. I mean, my relationship with myself obviously has changed, and my trust in myself, but then how that carries over to everybody that I touch, like even going to the grocery store and talking to the people in the checkout line, right? Like you just want to lift everybody up.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't know. Yeah. It's just a wonderful, it's a wonderful thing. And like there is, it's so hard to compare like living this way now, like what it's worth to live like this and to feel a like I said, the puzzle pieces have come together for me in my life that I've been searching for so long, things that made sense to me. And it all just like the puzzle pieces are there, and the resource to ask and learn more and just grow deeper and deeper into my more authentic self is right there. Live my purpose. It's, you know, all of it kind of came together with this.
Yes. I love how this has enabled you to fully live that higher purpose, because that has beneficial effects for so many other people. Is there any other way in which the records have fundamentally changed your life that you would want people to hear about, you know, if they're considering, studying the records or starting to do some of this?
Well, I would just say, you know, though I've been a spiritual seeker all along, I've been grounded in the practical for most of my life. And I just want to say that, you know, the records, the journey of learning, particularly with you, like with you, the way that you, like we walked along that path was so, easy unfolding and understanding of what I was doing, from never having studied this before. And just, it allowed me to continue to step a little bit at a time into embodying all of this and understanding all of it in a way. You know, I obviously believe that everybody has the ability to tap into the records. Everybody has this wisdom, this knowledge, this profound love, this team of guides on the other side that are there to help guide you to live your most fulfilling life, your deepest purpose, find your most authentic self. And ultimately, working with you has brought all that together for me, for sure. And it happened in a way that, as someone who is not terribly familiar with all of this, allowed me to take those steps in a way that felt natural. At moments, a little scary, but like that net was right there for me, and you were there for every single one of us. And so, I mean, I just can't imagine not having done this, Josephine. I mean, the effect for how I live my life and how I feel every single day in my life is immensely different than before I started this, in such a positive way.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for this, and I would without hesitation recommend it to anyone to tap into this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That is profound. And it's also a testament to your readiness, you know, when you stepped into the program, where you were and where you were willing to go, right? Because that makes all the difference for me too. Like, in other words, it was so easy to teach you, right? In quotes, because it was just more about you remembering like what you already know.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's true. I mean, you do have to be ready for it. I've been searching for a while for sure. And for whatever reason, the timing was just right. And you were such a fantastic guide to the process. So yeah, there is a readiness factor that it's hard to lead people to water, right? You know, if they don't want to go, you can't take a horse to water or whatever. But yeah, so the students got to be ready and open. And I was nervous. Like I'm like, I'm going to be in with all these energy healers. It's going to be me. I'm going to be like the one asking all the dumb questions.
No.
But it's okay.
No. Yeah. Well, right. It is okay, right?
And
you
didn't
ask any dumb, like all the questions are good. But also I think I love hearing your story in particular, because it shows people that even if you're not going to use the records in this really specific way of giving one-on-one readings, and that's all you use it for, there are so many infinite possibilities of how we can apply them. And because again, it's a way of life, you know, it's not just, I'm going to do this as a career. Although people can.
Yeah, no. And through the program, I kept thinking, do I want to try and read people's records in my business program? You know, like I was trying to figure out, how do I fit this into my current business? And I really never came up with an answer. And I realized that's okay, because like, if I don't have a specific answer, the answer is going to show itself over time. And I do use it. Like, I use the records every day, like I say, and I cannot imagine not having it in my life now. I mean, it is such a, like, there's such a fundamental calmness to my heart, to my life. Just a knowing it's all going to be okay. It's more than just okay. It's like, this is a great journey. And we're here, like, in just a moment, we can turn around and give someone a smile and make our day and their day better, right? Like, we can tap into this all the time, and what a difference it makes to each and every single one of us. So yeah, though I don't practically apply reading people's records in my business, I use it in my business all the time.
Yes. Yeah. That's so cool.
And my life all the time.
Oh yeah. That's amazing. I love what you're saying about the calmness, and also just that deep knowing that we're not alone.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're not alone. You're walking through this life, but you have that team, you have that divine assistance and wisdom accessible 24/7.
And our potential is available to us at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Like, we just need to ask, and all the love, all the healing, all the profound joy, all the potential is there. It's just there. It's there for each and every single one of us. And that hope for everyone, that beauty of life for everyone, is huge, in my opinion. I mean, that potential that we all have available to us is just amazing.
I'm so thrilled for all of the ways in which your life has expanded as a result of connecting to the records fully and surrendering to the record keepers. And yeah, I can't thank you enough for sharing your story with us.
I am deeply grateful to you, Josephine. I mean, the timing in my life was perfect, and I, you know, you come with me every single day in what I do based on that experience. So I am deeply, deeply grateful for my time with you. I just cannot tell you.
Oh, I am so happy to be with you every day. Yeah. That means so much to me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Jessica. Thank you. Thank you. You have changed my life.
Oh, thank you.